Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland and Louis.
Hi.
You're my special guest, Louis. You're the reason this whole thing is happening right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, this story is about a family that had some unusual kind of pets in their house. And pets are really fun because you can take care of them and you can learn about them and love them. Jeff and Echo were the name of the pets. Well, here's how it works. Let me tell you with the story, and we can name the pets whatever, but what's important is there was a little boy and his parents, and every time the little boy would go up to his mom and say something nice, a little bird would fly and land on his shoulder, and that was their bird, Petey. And Petey would fly and land on his shoulder, and the little boy loved saying nice things to his mom, because every time he did, the bird would land on his shoulder, and he loved Petey. And they had lots of birds. So if the boy said lots of really nice things,
a lot of birds.
The birds would keep coming and landing on his shoulder and on his shoulder and on his head. And pretty soon he'd have all his birds if he was really nice. They'd all come and sit on him, and he'd have to put his arm out, and they'd sit on all across his arm. He had a crow, a sparrow, a parakeet, a canary, a cockatiel, all kinds of different birds. And
a normal bird?
Yeah, yeah. And they were really nice. Now, there's a problem.
What?
Every time this little boy said something mean to his mom, and not just his mom, by the way. If he was nice to his dad or his brothers or sisters or whatever. No, yeah. If he was nice to them, the birds would come and land all over his body.
But if he was mean, they went away.
But if he was mean, they would fly away. And if he was mean for not even that very long, but just a little while, his pet snake would come out. He had a big black snake. That every time he was mean, the snake would come over and circle around his leg and climb up his leg. And then the meaner he got, the higher up on his leg that snake would climb all the way up. And if he was just screaming and horrible, the snake would climb up over by his neck and around on his shoulder.
Cool.
And so that snake was kind of the mean snake. So he, the thing is, this boy didn't like snakes that much.
I love snakes.
He really liked his birds. So it was great because the boy would always
be kind
because the birds would come. Well, one day, the boy was being kind to his mom when his brother came in. And he punched his brother because he was mad at him.
Sister?
No, his brother. Okay. And when he punched his brother, he was mad at him. His brother started to cry, and guess what happened?
The mean snake came out.
Birds started flying away, and the mean snake came out. Climbed his leg. In fact, guess what the mean snake did?
Bit him.
No, it tried to eat one of the birds. The boy didn't like that. He was like, hey, you need to get out of here, mean snake. But that was kind of mean, and so the snake liked it. And he climbed up higher and tried to eat more birds. And by now, the birds were almost all gone. The boy was like, wait a minute. Mr. Snake, can you please go away? And the snake started backing away and down his body and started to leave. Thank you, Mr. Snake. That was very nice of you. And then the birds started coming back. The boy just couldn't believe it. He could totally control these animals by how nice and mean he was. So he had a theory. He decided he was going to play a trick on his friend, Lucy. So Lucy came to his house. Is what nice or mean? The trick?
Yeah.
Well, Lucy came to his house, and he said, Lucy, I want you to say as many nice things as you can.
Oh.
Go ahead. So she did. She said, this is a pretty house, and you're a good friend, and I like to play with you. And pretty soon, after saying two or three things, a bird came and landed on her shoulder. This boy thought, oh my gosh, it doesn't just work for me, it works for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, oh my gosh, what is this? This is so crazy. And she laughed, and then a bird came and landed on her other shoulder. And the boy said, well, why don't you keep saying nice things and see what happens? And she did. She kept going. I like your clothing and your shirt is really cool and I think you're funny and we're having so much fun and today's a good day. Pretty soon she had birds all over. She couldn't believe it. She was like, oh, this is so cool. He goes, okay, now let me try something. He's like, say something mean. She goes, mean? Like mean? He's like, yeah, say something mean. She's like, Johnny Templeton is stupid. 3 birds flew away. He's like, what?
Johnny Templeton.
I know. Well, that's not true. But she said another mean. She's like, I think school's dumb. 3 more birds gone.
3, 6, 9.
Your face smells weird. 3 more birds gone.
Then the snake
started coming out. She screamed. And when the snake heard her scream, oh, he loved that. Slithered up her leg. And when he hit her leg, she screamed some more. Get off of me, snake, and get away from me. And the snake, oh, the mean snake, slithered and slithered and slithered up her body. And she started saying, get this dumb, horrible snake off me. I hate this stupid thing. It's so ugly and mean and gross, and snakes are disgusting. And the snake just loved it. And finally, the boy jumped in. He said, wait, you have to say something nice, and the snake will go away, and the birds will come back. She's like, I can barely stand this. These things are disgusting. He's like, just try. Even though you don't want to say it, you have to make the snake go away. And she was like, okay, fine. Snakes are interesting. And it started to climb down. He goes, say another one. Okay, snakes are beautiful in their own way. And it went down some more. And he's like, good job, keep going. Some snakes are
really cool.
Kind of cool. And the snake slithered down all the way. And she's like, I really like it when snakes go away from me. And the snake left. And the boy was like, there, see? She's like, man.
And she had birds on her.
That is crazy. That is just crazy. I did not know that you had all these pets in your house and they respond to my comments. It's weird. And the boy's like, yeah, if you say something nice, the birds come. But if you say something mean, the snake comes. It scares away the birds. She couldn't believe it. She thought, that is the coolest thing. Your pets are so cool. My pets don't do that. My dog just sits down when I tell him to. That's it. And that's the story. I mean, in real life, it's kind of like that. If you're happy and kind,
Good things happen.
The like birds.
You could find a $20 bill.
You could, maybe. Or maybe people will just be kind to you and say nice things back to you. And you'll have a happy, happy day. But if you're mean and grouchy, the snakes come out. They're not.
Yeah.
We don't like snakes coming up
snakes.
Slithering. Well, if you're grouchy, the snakes come out and they make things yucky and bad. And we don't want the snakes, so we don't be grouchy.
We be good.
Yeah, and get the birdies. And that's the story. The end.
Or you could get-